from the Tan Talk Studios. It's the best in British.
They're great!
It's the boys from England!
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Best of British. It's the radio show live here every week from 12 noon till 1 p.m. sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. What have we got up on the show today, guys? Well, first of all, our two guests, British Bob and Candice. How are you both doing today? I'm not hearing you, so there's no voice.
There we are.
Say hello again.
That's a good way to start. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And good day from British Bob, and good evening to all our friends in Britain listening to us on the simulcasting system we have.
Gosh, that's with one tooth you said that. That's quite amazing.
It's done my practice, though. Anyway, it's good to see you survive the weekend, Duke, after all the St. Paddy's celebrations.
You know, I've been singing tra-la-la and all the rest of it and, you know, all these Irish songs over the weekend. What a great weekend.
The thing is, Candice, I don't know if you realise this, but it's not been St. Paddy's Day on a Friday for 6 years, because and leap year makes a difference, of course. 6 years, and this means that we've had a three-day St. Paddy's weekend.
Absolutely.
17th, 18th, 19th. It all finished last night, and now we can get back to normal and think about the next celebration, which will be, believe it or not, St. George's Day on the 23rd of April.
Oh, yeah, they'll all be out in force for that one, won't they?
The patron saint of England.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Okay. You see, I know them all, you know.
Yeah, well, you certainly do.
And, of course, Easter's falling late this year. It's going to be in the middle of April, so, again, we're going to have a late summer.
Well, lots to talk about on the show today. Lots of things regarding the restaurant, which is the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. They're located on the corner of Curler Road and Alternate 19, and we'll be talking more about that straight after this break. So as we're doing lots of music down at the restaurant, we have special nights. Here's a song from, which is truly the best in British. Here, take a listen.
Nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? So soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Sun ain't nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, I'm resting in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Trying all night long just to talk to you. Lay down, Sally, and rest trying all night long just to talk to you.
Britain's favorite radio.
Live from the Tan Talk studios, it's the best in British.
Super Monday.
It's the boys from England.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Best in British. Thanks for joining us today on the Tan Talk Radio Network. I hope you're having a good day, and indeed you had a great weekend, because, you know, St. Patrick's Day is all about having a great time. And we certainly did here, didn't we, guys?
We certainly did.
We had a great time.
My goodness, the pub was just packed all weekend long.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
A lot of fun.
Now, after the next music break, we're going to be talking, or in fact, we ought to get you prepared now. If you're at home, this is a great opportunity for you. If you're in the car, maybe a little bit more awkward, but if you can get yourself a pencil and paper, or pen and paper, any kind of writing instrument will do.
It's only in Britain that we used to say pencil and paper.
Pencil and paper.
Because I don't know, Ken, it's about you. I mean,
I was sitting comfortable, children.
We're rubbing about the same age together, I think, somewhere, within 5 years anyway. And at school, we only had pencils.
25.
We only had pencils. The biro, right, wasn't allowed at school. Are you going to ask me now what the biro is?
Well, we talked about that one time, and I do know what it is. It's a pen.
It was invented for the Royal Air Force in the Second World War, so they could fly without the ink spilling all over them.
Is that right?
My goodness.
Absolutely.
Well, see, ladies are very inventive. If we need to write something, it may be with a tube of lipstick or an eyelining
pencil.
There you
go. See?
It's whatever's going to be handiest
at
that moment.
Whatever's convenient,
right.
Yeah. So, after the next music break, for all the listeners out there today, all three of you, including you, Penny, if you're listening, and including you, Mary, from England, if you're listening, you need to get your pen and paper down ready for this one, because we're going to be talking about ADD, which is, in this particular case, Alertness Deficient Disorder. Can you say that on a Monday morning with one tooth, Bob? Alertness Deficient Disorder.
I'll try it. Alert Deficiency Disorder.
No, deficient, not deficiency. Deficient.
It's like the alternative and alternate 19, isn't it?
I don't know, something like that. So anyway, after the next break, what we're going to be doing is asking you some questions, and you need to write down what your answer is. And then at the end of it, we'll see how well you did. Because it's interesting that these questions will obviously help you to determine whether or not you are suffering from this terrible affliction. And the only cure for this is actually to stop drinking coffee or tea. Apparently, ADD, as it's called, takes the lives of millions of Americans every year. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
And if you suffer from this disease, missing just one fatal trip to Starbucks.
Oh, my.
<No.
laughs> Oh, dear.
So, well, you know, we can't afford that. We've got to keep the people going to Starbucks. So this is obviously moderation.
This sounds quite serious. It could be hospitalization.
Very serious.
And now, listen, you just used the right word here. I was just reading a little snippet, and this is very interesting. Moderate drinkers, and they were referring to alcoholic beverages, not coffee, but moderate drinkers are on the average of higher intelligence than either non-drinkers or heavy drinkers.
There you go. That includes you then, Ed. And you, Bob.
I don't know how we all will fit into that category or not. But I thought that was very interesting.
I said, well, we'll be grumpy, see what he thinks.
Ooh,
see if he's a drinker.
Yes.
Find out whether he's intelligent. Hey, Grumpy, how you doing? Oh, dear. Did you have a good weekend?
Huh?
Did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
I think he still is.
What's that?
What's that? Are you not a drinker, Gordon?
Drink what?
Alcohol. What do you think? Tea?
Well, milk of magnesia. You drink enough of it, you'll get a buzz.
From somewhere. Yeah, that's right. So how did your weekend go? What did you do? What happened?
When?
Well, you weren't with us last week, so presumably either you had a...
Over there, Bertha.
Oh, really?
She dragged me to Universal Studios.
Oh, my.
Well, I got to tell you, that wheelchair sure comes in handy, though.
Is it motorized? I'm interested, you know, where you can get a quick getaway.
No, but I didn't have to wait in any line.
Well, there
That's
you
true.
Have it.
That's always a benefit, isn't it?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, as long as
you ever been there?
No, never been there, no.
Scared the crap out of you. I know, because I crap myself.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I think it has something to do with the ride.
You do,
but
you're not
ride?
Sure.
It could have been that or the spam salad I had.
Spam salad. salad.
Gordon, did Big Bertha check you out on St. Paddy's Night?
You need to open your mouth when you speak. I can't understand you.
I'll speak English then.
Speaking in an American accent.
Big Bertha, did she take you in the wheelchair down to the local pub and get a bevy and a beer on St. Paddy's Day?
No. Why would I do that? I'm not Irish.
Isn't everyone Irish on St. Paddy's Day?
Okay.
I think he had a few beers over the weekend.
Hey, are you
absolutely.
Hmm? No. European!
No, he went to the bathroom before he came on air.
Good!
Anyway, say hello to our blonde in the studio, Candice.
Hey, baby!
I guess we were both absent last week.
I got a ride for you!
You do?
Yeah!
Where is it?
You have to be a certain height, though.
How high do I have to be?
Depends on how much you drink. Where's my rim shot?
This is what?
I don't know.
Back in vaudeville days when you made a joke, you got a rim shot.
And where are the white women at?
Ba-boom ching. You know what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you people?
We don't have any ba-boom chings here. We're completely out of them.
Smashing baby.
I know that guy.
You do?
Yeah!
Who was it?
Does that make you horny?
Yeah, you do!
Hey, Goddy, we gotta go, I'm afraid, but we'll catch up with you next week.
No, you don't! You just want to get rid of me!
We just want to get rid of you, that's quite right.
That's okay! I'm gonna get rid of you first!
Oh, dear.
Well, I think he was in rare form today. What do you think?
I think he was out drinking at the weekend.
Yeah, I think he's had a good old session like the rest of us, actually.
And probably as far away from Bertha as he possibly could.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I could just see him at Universal, that's for sure.
Be interesting to know whether Bertha actually has a boyfriend or a man in her life, actually, or whether it's just Grumpy Gordon.
Maybe. You're listening to The Best in British, folks. Thank you for being with us today. We're on the Tantalk Radio Network. We're live every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Good afternoon. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have an exclusive on the radio, which will be kind of interesting. We're hoping that we're going to have get an interview sometime through this week with, you know, the Geico?
Yes.
The little Geico that comes on TV.
Got the little British London accent.
Yeah, well, we're going to be speaking to his cousin. His cousin, yeah, that's right. She's a girl.
Right.
And we're going to be finding out a bit more about the Geico and, you know, the free pine chips. And
Free pine,
you know,
chips.
Free
How
pine
cute.
Chips.
It actually is a very clever ad. It's done a lot of good for any British industry as well. But
a lot of people
pubs.
See. I mean, Ed, just help me out on this one. When the Geico man comes on the TV and he goes, free pine chips. What are you thinking? Like apple pie and tortillas, or
it's,
you know?
Funny
crisps?
You bring that up, because I just said to my girlfriend yesterday when I saw that commercial, I said, if I ever had the chance, I'd love to step on that guy.
Well, you'll have your chance.
And just out the side is like, oh, pine chips.
But I mean, you know, is pine chips to you? Does that mean like apple pie and potato chips?
Or yeah, that to me, that's apple pie and potato chips.
Yeah, which is not a very nice combination, is it?
No.
But if it's free,
yeah.
Then is it all
well,
right?
Most people say if it's free, it's for me. So.
Well, so what sort of pie are they referring to?
What's it got to do with the auto
pie.
Insurance?
Steak and kidney pie and chips.
Basically, a meat pie.
A meat
right?
pie.
In any forms. Meat pie and chips, or you call fries.
French fries.
So it's pie and chips.
Pie and chips. Pie. I mean, you'd go into the pub or to the fish and chip shop, say, like pie and chips. And, of course, as Geico says, you know, you can get pie and chips anywhere, you know.
That's it. All right. Okay. Listen.
So we're going to get his brother or cousin or something.
His cousin, yeah, his cousin, to find out, you know, how he started in the industry, how he got there, and you know, why he starts talking about pine chips for free.
Very clever advertising, actually. And
you're not kidding.
The advertising agency that goes Geico, and I think they must have more than one because they have different types of ads. But the Geico ones,
they do, Bob. They have.
No, they have
ads,
different
yeah.
types, right?
Listen, I just got to say one thing. You know, Jam, help me out on this one. Sorry, Candice, help me out with this one.
Sure.
But Bob is in a brand new shirt today.
I see it.
And how do I know he's in a brand new shirt?
I see
because
it.
He's left a label on the front.
I know, I see it.
I mean, come on.
That's a logo.
It's a label that sticks on, and it's got Polo, Ultimate what? Polo, small.
Is that a fact? This was a birthday
Take
present.
It off.
This
Take
is
it
a
off.
Birthday present. I thought this was a logo. Absolutely right.
He's got the new size, small and toothless.
Yeah, small and toothless.
I saw that,
can
but
you,
I was
can you
reluctant
that?
To.
I wasn't going to tell him. I thought I'm going to show him up on air.
Then I thought that was a logo.
You're supposed to stick that on your.
I put it on this morning parts. Without my glasses small. For the first time, and I thought, well, that's a nice logo.
You
I
see how it's got small all the way down? It's got small, small,
but
small.
I couldn't read that. All I could see was
you cut it off. You stick that on your thingy, you know, your nether regions,
so
and
no.
you cut it back to where it suits the length. So
it's like
so
a little measuring tape.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So now I've got a shirt with no logo, no embellishment, no insignia.
Well, you could just. Cut off the little polo part.
Listen, we're going to miss a song out here, so let's get this caffeine thing done before we get to the news, the sports at the bottom of the hour. All right, so we're talking about ADD here, folks. All the listeners out there, sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant, and it's just really an idea for you to figure out whether you're addicted to caffeine or not. And as we said, that obviously we don't want you missing your one trip to Starbucks, because you know it could be fatal. So we want to keep you in step here. So. Are you ready for your first question? Everyone, here we go. All you got to do is answer yes or no to these answers. It's very simple. Do you use coffee to escape from your problems? What do you reckon? Do you?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you, Bob?
No, I think actually I have a pint of Boddington's.
All right, okay. Oh, you're a waste of time. Do you eat spoonfuls of instant coffee because it's easier?
That must be so sick, that.
All right, question three. Have you ever woken up in a puddle of your own coffee?
Spilt it many times.
Right. I noticed we none of us have coffee today.
That's true, actually.
That's true.
Do you find that it's easier to drink more coffee than go to sleep? Question four.
I think it's easier to go to sleep, to be honest.
All right. Question five. Have you ever drunk cold coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Question six. Question five should be... part A, have you ever drunk cold coffee? Or B, right out of the pot? Which, you know, do you either drink it stinking hot or do you let it go cold? So it's either A or B for that one. Do you spend more than 20% of your income on coffee or coffee-related products?
Absolutely not, no.
Number seven.
The 20% on Boddington's, yes.
Does your coffee cup resemble a beer stein?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thought, that,
serious
isn't it?
Coffee drinkers here. And number eight, has anyone ever told you that you have a problem with drinking coffee? No? All right. Number nine, do you need coffee for A, to get up in the morning, to get out of bed, to be injected intravenously to stimulate blood flow?
All of the above.
All of the above. All right.
Or a pint in Boddington's will do the same thing.
And finally, question 10 before we go on to the sport today. Do you own a coffee helmet?
What?
Yeah, interesting. A coffee helmet. So for you culturally ignorant people, a coffee helmet is a hat with coffee cups attached to it.
Oh,
and a straw coming out of each cup leading to your mouth, yeah.
I thought that was just strictly for beer.
Well, that's what Bob's is for.
I saw somebody over the weekend that actually had a leprechaun hat with, again, embellished into this. It was a real mug of Guinness sat on his head.
Oh, my. You'd all have right. to stand very straight.
We've got the sport coming up in about 2 minutes at 12:30 today. You're listening to The Best in British. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for joining us today on the radio show. The whole show is sponsored by the Cricketers, and it's a great place, isn't it, John?
It is a fantastic place.
You got anything there for us?
Yeah. I know we all go to the grocery store periodically, more than once or twice a week sometimes, and one of the staples most people buy is a loaf of bread. And I have just read this. It's very interesting. It says that the bread... bakers, the manufacturers of bread, use a different colored tab on the package of bread based on the day of the week.
That's a great idea.
It's
That's
a
very logical, isn't it? Very,
absolutely.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, okay. And because they bake bread every day.
So if I'm somebody that goes in there, a consumer, I know that, say, Wednesday is red and I know I'm getting
and
bread.
And okay. Saturday may be yellow. And okay. If you're in there on Monday and you're seeing that yellow tag.
Do you know it's old bread?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. I thought that's fascinating.
Okay. But I see also there's a footnote to that, isn't there? That apparently different manufacturers use different
colored coatings, so you don't really always know. But
so you don't know whether white is Monday or Friday or Thursday
right.
or Wednesday.
But actually, if you bought only the same brand, you would know by their own.
And you went to the same store.
And you went to the same store.
That is true.
Yeah.
But, you know,
But,
okay.
You know,
somebody ought to unify the system there, don't they?
Isn't it like we already have enough to think about to try and figure out what color tab is on that loaf of bread?
Is it White Monday or is it Thursday?
Now, I think if you pick it up and squeeze it and it's soft, it's good.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, Candice, is that it's really designed not for us to be bothered about. It's the merchandiser that comes in. He needs to be able to weed out the old bread and throw it away.
Well, I think you should still squeeze it and find out.
All right, interesting.
This is the Best in British Sport Report, a review of Britain's sports stories. And here is your host, the Duke.
Well, Mum, it's the Duke. It is the Duke. Some sport news indeed. So quite interesting stuff going on over the weekend. First of all, rugby. For all of you people that understand rugby. In fact, Ed would make a great rugby player. He's got the right stature and everything. Bob, you'd make... Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. All right, anyway. France. You know
make
that
a
word?
My physique would make me a great ice skater, a snow skier, surfboarder, but stick not a rugby player.
Stick insect.
Stick insect, especially with my ultimate polo swall.
There you go. Apparently, France. Now, we don't use the word France in our restaurant because it's British. And in fact, we call it the F word. But because it's the news, I've got to read it. France has clinched the... RBS, that's the Royal Bank of Scotland, Six Nations Championship on points difference from Ireland after snatching the late 21-16 victory over Wales in Cardiff. And Ireland complete their triple crown. Shane Hogan's 78th-minute try secures Ireland's second triple crown in the space of 3 years as they snatch a dramatic victory, 28-24 victory over England at Twickenham. So two rugby notes there. On to cricket now. Andrew Strauss struck his eighth test 100 as England took advantage of being asked to bat first in the final test against India in India with cricket. Boxing. Kevin Anderson retains his Commonwealth welterweight title with the seventh round stoppage of Craig Dixon. Motor racing. Renault's Giancarlo Fisichella beat... Start that again.
That sounds very Italian. Where's that coffee?
Renault. Renault is a brand of motor car, and they won the championship Formula One yesterday. Giancarlo Fisichella, in fact, is Italian. Beats teammate Fernando Alonso. Fernando Alonso into second place, who's Spanish. In the Malaysian Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix, which nobody watches, but in fact is probably the most skilled motor racing in the world. And nice to say that Britain's Jenson Button holds on to third place and gets a podium finish. But he also says that his car currently, which is a Honda, is not quite as fast as the Renaults. And unless they do something about it, there's not much he can do. And finally, on the motorsport scene, America's Scott Speed, who's now in Formula One, unfortunately, did not finish. One final note, over the weekend, there was the 12-hour Le Mans endurance race down at Sebring in Florida. And obviously, you have all the sports cars there, including Porsche and Ferrari and all the Lamborghinis and all the names. Well, Audi entered their sports car.
Yay.
And they were a little different. They actually made history over the weekend because Scotland's Alec McNeish piloted the first diesel-powered sports car to win a major sports car event in the Le Mans 12-hour series in Florida. How about that? A diesel turbo car.
That's
sports
amazing.
Car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't imagine, like, the Jaguars and the Porsches, and there's this smoky old diesel at the front there. But it's not true. They don't smoke anymore. All right, finally, the results today, because I'm talking too much. The results from the Premier League over the weekend. Fulham 1, Chelsea 0. Newcastle 1, Liverpool 3. Arsenal 3, Charlton 0. Birmingham 0. Tottenham 2, Blackburn 3, Middlesbrough 2, Bolton 2, Sunderland 0, and Everton 4, Aston Villa 1, Manchester City 0, Wigan 1, West Brom 1, Man United 2, West Ham 2, Portsmouth 4. In the Scottish Premier League, very quickly, Hearts 1, Rangers 1. And just a couple of notes in the Coca-Cola League. We have Coventry 1, Leeds 1, Crystal Palace 2, Ipswich 2, Hull 1, Crewe 0, Luton 1, Derby 0, and Millwall 0, Leicester 1. They've won again, twice in 2 weeks. I can't believe it. All right, that's enough of the sport for today. You listen to the Best in British. Thank you for being with us. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Right, back onto sensible nonsense, eh? What about that?
Yes, indeed. Doctor's notes, actually, is one of the things.
But don't forget the things that are going down at the Quickies.
Ah, indeed.
Ah, indeed.
Well, we've really had a topping weekend as well. Of course, tomorrow night we have the Bluegrass Adjustment.
Mm.
Right, a good old bluegrass band. The Old Stem, by the way, Candice, from Tennessee and Kentucky.
And they are absolutely fantastic.
And they'll be playing from about 9 o'clock all the way.
You'll probably see me.
And Thursday night we have John Walsh, who starts playing at 5:30, solo guitarist, doing lots of Beatles and Merseysound, British numbers. And that'll be followed on by something special on Thursday.
And yes, it is. It's my night. It's
for the birds.
It's a birds' night. It's ladies' night. And ladies get to drink for a half price.
You know, when you said it's a special night, I was thinking, oh, she's thinking that Bob's going to be doing the DJ on that night, and he's going to see him. But, no, actually, the Duke will actually be hosting the night on Thursday.
Wonderful.
And the ladies' night, and Friday night this week. So
that's wonderful.
And on Friday night, of course, we've got the 80s night. That's 80s music, 80s style, 80s fashion, 80s drafts, and 80s sense shooters. And that runs all the way from 9 o'clock to closing around
4.
But of course, upcoming events, you must bear in mind that the next one coming up is actually about Easter, and then we have Mother's Day. So get planning, make your reservations, because we always do something special.
And the restaurant has really been packed. It just has been packed. I'm so happy to see everyone in there.
Did this come out of the Sting?
Did this come out of a Sting?
The Sting, the film The Sting.
No. But anyway.
There's some research for you to do, Duke, then, isn't it? Where did this tune come from?
I know, but I can't tell you. I'd get shot. so what else is happening at the cricketers?
Oh, we got lunch specials. It's a big thing, actually.
Lunch specials!
A lot of older people really don't want a big meal. And during the day, up to 4:30, you can have a smaller version of most of the menus at a smaller price.
Can you get pie and chips?
Actually, yeah, there is a version of pie and chips. Absolutely, there is.
Not for free, though.
For free?
No, not for free, no.
Not for free.
But if anybody wants to try pie and chips, not for free, they can come down to the Cricketers, yeah?
And don't forget, every day as happy hour, alcohol-wise, 3 to 7. But the early bird specials are really good, actually. We got,
what are some of the things you
Well, we got fish and chips in the basket, mm-hmm. right? Which is it's more than a snack, but it's not a big meal.
Right.
Okay, and you could also have some corned beef hoagie.
Ooh.
Now, that is big, actually, I'll tell you. I don't know how anyone can put that away. Corned beef hoagie or a roast beef hoagie.
Oh, my.
It's like pie and chips.
Pie and chips.
And also, something that's happening now, been reintroduced very recently, is down there you can get your full roast beef dinner on a Sunday now. Roast beef, Yorkshire pudding, roast potatoes, lots of vegetables, just for $9.95.
Oh, my.
It's a killer.
I was talking to somebody actually down there on Sunday who had the Sunday lunch, and I said, how is it? He said, oh, it's great. He said, I've not had a roast beef and Yorkshire pudding for so many years. You know, it's just like coming out for a delicacy almost.
Oh, my.
Well, Candice, in Britain, we call it Sunday lunch. And basically, Sunday lunch can take place anywhere from 12 o'clock, this is back in Britain, mm-hmm. till mid-evening, 9 o'clock, you know. Huh? But it's still called Sunday lunch.
It would start around 11:30, where you go down the pub with your mates. You'd have pie and chips. No, you would go down the pub and have a few pints.
And then you come back and you found your faithful wife or mother has made you your Sunday lunch.
And it's, hello dear, I'm back, actually. Is it ready? And you'd have your lunch.
Candice might be getting the wrong impression that British guys are, drunk and male chauvinist, but we're not, actually.
It's true.
Quite often, the wife used to come with us, you know.
I read the statistics.
Oh, you allowed her to go occasionally
alone? Well, she drove the car.
Oh, I see.
The only country in Europe to have an increase in sales of alcohol is the UK, would you believe? The United States has gone down 1%.
That's right, we covered that.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, we're drinkers, all right.
Oh, I guess
we're still learning. We're still getting the hang of it.
Well, it takes a lot of practice to get things like that.
I think
right.
We put it down, though, to the fact that the pubs are now open later, longer in Britain. You know, we were curfewed in the old days.
Curfewed.
Well, we were. You had to be out of the pub by 20 past 11. 11 oh, o'clock really? Was the last drink. 20 past, you're out. Boom. Oh.
You know, Ed's sitting there in the studio in the next room. He almost looked like he's interested. It's quite amazing. You know,
I was just listening to all this info Bob's given us from the 1890s when he first started drinking.
He used to go on horseback, you know.
He used to light the candle at the end of the street.
Get his splag in a veil.
Well, just going back to the olden days now, if you go back to the mid-1500s...
Oh, that was starty, Ben. You see what you've done now.
The mid-1500s, Queen Elizabeth... that's Queen Elizabeth I, of course. At the time of Shakespeare, and when she went on her journeys and travelled by stage or coach, she carried a big cask of beer. What I read in one of our cookbooks... and what I read in one of our cookbooks, Candice, is that the ladies in waiting, which would be two or three of them, mm-hmm. right? They were allowed a personal quota of 2 gallons of ale a day.
2 gallons?
That's 16 pints.
Oh, my huh? Lord.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? 16 pints of ale a day.
Yeah,
and these ladies, these ladies in waiting, you know, would presumably drink 2 gallons a day.
That's incredible.
But they lived a long life, you know, and they put on a lot of weight.
Well, I would think, yes.
All right. Listen, folks, you're listening to The Best in British today. Thank you for being with us. It's time for our next piece of music. In fact, we've missed one piece already, so we're going to move on. This one is to really remind you of the events that are going down at the Cricketers this week, specifically the 80s night. So check out this one from Rick Astley. We'll be right back after this. Dance the night away in nostalgia here at the Cricketers with the 80s show every Friday from 9 p.m. with bar specials including 80 cent domestic drafts, 80 cent shooters and liquor specials. Hear your favourite songs from the 80s played in true disco fashion with your host the Duke.
It's all here, great music, a fun atmosphere, and a full liquor bar. What more could you ask for? See you this Friday. Don't be late.
All right, welcome back. It's the Best in
welcome
British.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
She beat me to it. Isn't that good?
No, amazing.
Or I beat her to it, I should say. Good afternoon. Welcome. Best in British. We've got around 15 minutes before we finish today on the Best in British, sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. Get on down there. Try it out. It's a great place. It's a warm atmosphere, some great beers, which aren't warm, and some great imported beers as well. And, of course, the lunch specials, which we were talking about a while ago. Now then, last week we were talking about this...
revocation of the Independence Act.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're now addressing this now to Candice and
Now, do people understand what revocation...
It means that we're basically retrieving back the country back to the British Commonwealth.
So in effect, everybody will becomes be owned and ruled by the UK.
Her Majesty.
That makes sense.
Yeah, all right, okay. And that's right. Going to happen in the next week. And some of the statements that Her Majesty's made, basically, is that under the new Act, we should learn to distinguish the English and Australian accents.
G'day, sport.
It really
Australian.
Is that hard.
Hello, how are you? That's English.
English accents are not limited to Cockney or upper-class twit, right? Like Daphne and Frasier.
Pine chips.
You also have to learn how to understand regional accents, such as Scottish accents, dagad.
See you, Jimmy.
Yeah, which will no longer be broadcast with subtitles.
I think this show should be broadcast with subtitles today, too.
You should understand that we have the Shire horse, and most of our counties end with the word Shire. However, it's pronounced Shire. Devonshire, Leicestershire.
No, it's Leicestershire.
Yorkshire, Manchestershire. Lancashire.
Liverpoolshire.
So there is no such thing as Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
See, that's something I've learned today, because I say Leicestershire and I say Worcestershire.
No, well, Duke, of course, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth anyway.
That is correct, yes, I was. Yeah,
but it's
right.
Worcestershire, and don't forget the sauce that is served with that most meats
is almost a dessert.
It's a Worcester sauce, not a Worcestershire sauce.
It depends on how many pints you've had.
Now then, also the Queen has declared that from now on, Hollywood will be required to at least occasionally cast an English actor as a good guy. As we always know, you know, if there's a bad guy in a movie, he's going to be English or of foreign descent. So that's a new rule. Also, Hollywood will be required to cast English actors to play English characters. So no more of this, you know, bringing American actors in to speak with an English accent. It doesn't right. work. Pie and chips? See, that is a real yeah. accent. Who wants pie and chips for
I mean,
free?
The classic was Robin Hood. I mean, if we're talking about making a film
Robin
about
Hood. Kevin
a British
Costner.
Classic
Who's
character.
The other guy? Who's the other guy with Kevin Costner in Robin Hood?
Big Ed must know. He watches TV all
who's
the time.
Who's the other guy in Robin Hood, the movie Robin Hood, with Kevin Costner and there's a little... Oh, I can't think of
it. Is he doing research there or is he just looking out the window?
He's watching it porn. Anyway, so we move on.
He's just shaking his head.
Also... the Queen has declared that any British sitcoms such as Men Behaving Badly, A Red Dwarf, etc., will not, including The Office, will not be recast and watered down for the wishy-washy American audience. And one other final thing that needs to be added to this is that there will be no more pixelations of women's breasts on TV. You'll be able to see the women's breasts because it's natural. What's all this like jazzing up around the nipples and all that? That's... All right, so one final thing... It's stupid. Do we know what they look like? Why do people cover them up? One final thing then, just this week, before we actually carry on next week with this. But one thing that the Queen has said, that you should relearn the original national anthem. So between now and next week, will it be expecting you to recite God Save the Queen? And in fact, we might even bring in the God Save the Queen music on next week so that we know that you've actually got it right. So it will not be the Star Spangled Banner anymore. It will, in fact, be God Save the Queen.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll help you not get confused with that. So that's just a couple of things that will be in the revocation of independence shortly to be decreed by the Queen and Mr. Tony Blair, our Prime Minister. What do you reckon, Bob?
I think it's all made great sense, actually. Just one last sign on this. The cold, tasteless stuff you call beer over here, which is really lager in Europe, from next week.
No, it's not even like lager, Bob. Come on.
Only real beer will be called British bitter, will be referred as beer. And European beers of known and acceptable providence will be referred as lagers, and that includes all the American imports. except Amberbach.
I think the American beer should be reclassified as Nappy or something like that. All right, let's move on to the last song today before we get cut off air. All right, yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, last song today, folks, is from, one of the best British exports probably almost ever, bar the Beatles. We'll be right back after this.
Britain's number one.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Alrighty, that's the last song for the show today. That's Elton John, of course. And what bigger export can you get from the UK than that? It's a great song. What else am I going to say? Yeah, we were talking about the revocation of independence before we went to break. So we'll be talking more about that next week, a bit more on enlighten you listeners out there as to how Britain is going to actually take the USA back into its fold again. Be interesting.
But don't forget, Britain used to retain two-thirds of the world. And what we didn't have, the Dutch, the French, Spanish and the Portuguese did have.
Yeah.
And I presume that the Chinese were out there somewhere, weren't they?
I guess they were, yeah, they were.
There are more English-speaking people in China than in any other country in the world.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
And you know, there's more Irish people in Chicago than there is in Ireland.
I'm sure there are, and their last name all is Daly.
Well, that was the amazing thing, actually, is that we don't celebrate St. Paddy's Day in Britain, really, particularly. But over here they do it because it was brought here by the immigrants, you see. Mm-hmm.
Ironic that St. Patrick is English.
That's right, he was English, and he went to Ireland and drove all the snakes out of Ireland, and they made him a snake.
A snake?
They made him a snake.
They made him a snake.
A quick joke.
Try to say that.
They made him a snake
because of the snakes.
A snake scent. Snakes.
I hear something interesting I just came across.
Go on.
Tea is the second largest, the quantity of tea consumed is second only to water.
Get out of here.
No, absolutely the truth. Next to water, it is the second most tea.
With pine chips.
With pine chips.
That's quite remarkable. I would have thought coffee would have come in
there. I would have thought it would be coffee.
And then beer.
There you go.
Well, in some form or other.
I would have put beer first. But
In actual volume, yeah, you'd have thought.
Right. But it's amazing to understand that tea is the second most consumed liquid beverage next to water.
Best drink of the day.
Yeah.
Well, I think with that. Britain must be on the top of the list there with drinking tea in Britain.
I guess it's not clarifying whether it's hot or cold here.
That's the point, yes, because a lot of iced tea is sold over here, isn't it?
Yeah, how can you have tea with ice in it and lemon and milk and sugar? Come on. This will be one of the things in the independence thing that you'll be asked to stop drinking coffee and drink tea.
And you've got to have your tea with milk, not cream.
And hot, not cold.
All right, and you can't have... Someone came into the pub the other day and asked for iced coffee. And I had to think about how to do it.
What, ice with coffee? Wouldn't you do
that? What I did is I gave him a glass of coffee and put ice in it.
Brilliant.
Outstanding.
But I was concerned the coffee was too hot.
I thought you went top of the class that day, didn't you?
But I was concerned the coffee was too hot. It was going to melt the ice and then water down the coffee and it would be academic.
Well, if you had brains, you'd be dangerous. Sorry, go ahead.
I've got some doctor's notes here. These are the doctor's notes when they on the patient's chart, Candice, right? Mm-hmm. When you go to the doctor, and this is absolutely unbelievable. The patient refused an autopsy, right?
This is the doctor's notes.
When you've been to the doctor, he writes the notes down on your card, so next time you come, it's there to see what happened. The patient has no past history of suicide. The patient has left his white blood cells at another hospital.
Oh, dear.
My goodness.
That's terrible.
Between you and me, we ought to be able to get this lady pregnant. And a couple of ones down here. She's numb right down to her toes. She is numb. Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. She is numb from her toes down.
I don't think you could go further than that.
All right. Both breasts are equal and relative to light and accommodation. Exam of genitalia reveals that he is circus-sized.
Circus-sized. Circus-sized.
The lab test indicated abnormal lover function.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. A lover function. Okay, all right. All right, this is a quick Brian Cash joke. Because Brian Cash is really good at doing crap jokes. I'm actually no good at doing any kind of joke, whether it's crap or otherwise. He'd do a joke like two blind people had a little baby, and everyone said he was nothing to look at, Here's a Brian Cash joke. Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent.
Ba-bum.
Drum roll on that one, please.
Oh, dear.
That's good old British music hall
stuff. Yeah, it is, isn't it? I tell you. Listen, we're very, very much running out of time now on the radio show today, but I hope you've enjoyed the kind of nonsense that we put on.
If the Pillsbury Doughboy bent over, what would you see?
Go on, tell me.
If the Pillsbury Doughboy bent over, what would you see?
What would you see?
Donuts.
Oh. All right, okay.
Mom's thinking of that one. I see the smoke coming out.
Well, I was considering whether we could actually allow it on air. Do we still have the 3-minute beep? Delay time.
Yeah, all right.
And then we're going to have a breathalyzer next week.
We don't need that.
I'll challenge you.
Just measure the air toxicity in the whole room. I tell you, it's full of the alcoholic vapour. So, as we're nearing the end of the show today, folks, just like to thank Bob and Candice and also our man over in Orlando for being on the show. So it's really time for us to say goodbye, and we'll see you next week, same time at noon, with another Best in British. Hope to see you down at the Cricketers throughout the week. And come and have a pint, and maybe a pie and chips, all right? So from me, the Duke, and all of us here, Candice and Bob, I'd like to wish you all a great day and a safe day. Bye-bye for now.
Good evening, Britain. Bye.